ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Today, we are entering into the beautiful story of Upakosala. Earlier, we have seen the story of Satyakama Jabala. The very name, Satyakama, desirer of truth alone. His desire was pure, his conduct was pure. His speech was pure, everything was pure. What happened? He manifested his divinity, potential divinity, in the form of Karma Yoga. That is why very important for all of us to understand, even if a person doesn't have a external teacher, but if he is completely dedicated to God, lives a life in accordance with that desire, then God manifests from within himself. While speaking of Sri Ramakrishna, many a time I have spoken of how Sri Ramakrishna practiced spiritual disciplines twice. First, purely with intuition. No teacher, no spiritual guidance, but pure, complete self-surrender to the Divine Mother. And that's what Satyakama Jabala did. He totally surrendered himself to Brahman in the form of his Guru. And the Guru manifested himself in the form of intuition, but expressed in the form of four external vices. The form of a bull, fire, a swan, and a water bird. But as the Upanishad itself says, Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Aditya Devata, Prana Devata. God, in the form of these four, indicated everything is Brahman. How do we know? Because when he completed his task, which his Guru had given him, and returned from a forest, from pure Nishkama Karma Yoga to his Guru. One look at his face, Satyakama, your face shines like a knower of Brahman. And who can recognize a knower of Brahman? Only another person can recognize a knower of Brahman. Who taught you? Did not the Guru know? If the Guru was a Brahmagnani, do you think he would not know? He needs to ask his disciple, or as some people might misunderstand, that I have not taught you and you have left me. Someone else you have accepted as your teacher or teachers? No. The guru knows. He must be full of joy inside to know that his disciple has received what he himself wanted to teach. How do we know? Again, we go on mouthing. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo, Maheshwara, etc. But the same Guru manifested in the form of the Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Aditya Devata and Prana Devata. And he knew, he had completed, because each form taught one stage. Now you understand, this is Brahman. And next day, another part. Next day, another part. Next day, the last part. What is the symbolism of this? Supposing Satyakama was taught that this eastern side is Brahman, western side, southern side, northern side, every side is nothing but Brahman. And Satyakama Javala could not grasp it. But he was endowed with Shraddha and Tapasya. And we will see the same thing in the Taittiriya Upanishad, especially in the third chapter called Bhrigavalli. Satapo tapyata. And how did Bhrigu really do tapasya? Because he had complete faith in his guru. That guru told me, tapasa brahma vijignasasva. Realize the Brahman. There is only one way. That is tapasya. What is tapasya? Deep thinking. According to Jnana Yoga, according to Bhakti Yoga, what is tapasya? Complete self-surrender. Because as we surrender, God manifests Himself. Knowledge is not intellectual knowledge, but experiential knowledge. And experiential knowledge of God means what? God Himself becomes the sadhaka, the spiritual aspirant. So why did the Guru ask him? Just it is a kind of conversation. And Satyakama Jabala said that I received these instructions indirectly, but I want to get confirmation from you. And that should remind us also of Shukadeva. Sri Ramakrishna gives marvelous references to Shukadeva. And what is very interesting for us to note down, that Sri Ramakrishna considered Shukadeva, Shuka Maharshi, the greatest Brahmajnanis in the whole world. And Sri Ramakrishna considered Narendranath. He used to address him, my Shuka, you are the Shukadeva, because he knew who Narendranath was. So Sri Ramakrishna had the highest regard for Shukadeva. That is why Vyasadeva is glorified. Shukatatam taponidhim, the father of Shukadeva. So, he has to say the father of Shukadeva. Who is this person? Oh, he is the father of so and so. Oh, so the greatness comes because of the son. S-Y-N, not S-U-N. So, this is how all truth must come from within. In fact, we have to note down. No knowledge comes from outside. Suggestion comes from outside. And according to Swami Vivekananda, suggestion, every suggestion is something like for manana, for deep thinking. We have to make it our own. And that can be done only, as we say, through rubbing. In the olden days, when a student wants to approach a teacher, there was a special process. He had to carry certain firewood, and from that firewood, and that special, it is a special firewood, is called Samitha. So Samit Pani, he should carry the firewood on his head. The symbolism is, as this wood is made to burn and become, produce heat, so the disciple must surrender to the guru, because we must surrender to the guru. Guru means knowledge. Don't bring any idea of a human body, etc. ఫర్ విచ్ వీఆర్ టోటలీ అకస్టమ్డ్. గురువు మీన్స్ బాడీ, హ్యూమన్ బాడీ. దట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ టు డూ విత్ గురు. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది వన్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఇస్ ఐఎమ్ రెడీ టు గివ్ అప్, టు బర్న్ ఎనీ రాంగ్ నోషన్స్, ఇన్కంప్లీట్ నోషన్స్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ చెరిషింగ్ సో ఫార్, అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ఓపెన్ టు రిసీవ్. ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ ఎంప్టీ వీ కెన్ రిసీవ్ సంథింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది వన్ సింబాలిజం. సెకండ్ సింబాలిజం ఈస్ కంప్లీట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ బట్ ఇన్ అ డిఫరెంట్ వే. దట్ ఈస్ వెన్ ది గురు గివ్స్ సంథింగ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ దిస్ సమిత్ పాణి. వాట్ డూ దే డూ? దే టేక్ టూ పీసెస్ ఆఫ్ అరణి. వన్ పీస్ విల్ బి లైక్ ఎ పాయింటెడ్ స్టిక్, అనదర్ విల్ బి ఎ ఫ్లాట్ వుడ్ విత్ ఎ స్లైట్ డిప్రెషన్, ఎ హోల్. అండ్ దెన్ దే హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ దిస్ పాయింటెడ్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ సేమ్ వుడ్ అండ్ గో ఆన్ చర్నింగ్. చర్నింగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? మనన, డీప్ థింకింగ్. గురు గివ్స్ రియల్ సమిత్ ఓన్లీ. సో ది గురుస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ది లోయర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది సమిత్. బట్ ది డిసైపుల్ హీ మస్ట్ బికమ్, హీ మస్ట్ చర్న్, అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ హీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ ది ఫైర్. వాట్ ఆర్ ది చర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ ఈక్వలైజ్? ఇట్ ఈక్వలైజెస్ చర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్, మనన ప్రాసెస్. అండ్ ది ఫైర్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఈజ్ నిధి ధ్యాసన, ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మింగ్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ వీ గెట్ అప్ ది ఫైర్ అండ్ కుక్, అండ్ ది ఫుడ్ ఈజ్ కుక్డ్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సమిత్ పాణి. బట్ ది ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మస్ట్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ విదిన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్. ఔట్ సైడ్ ఏజెంట్స్, ఏజెన్సీస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ సజెషన్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ దెమ్ విత్ శ్రద్ధ అండ్ డూ తపస్య. సేమ్ థింగ్ అప్లైడ్ టు సత్య కామజాబాల అండ్ శంకరాచార్య క్లియర్లీ కామెంట్స్ దట్ దిస్ పర్సన్ సత్యకామ వాజ్ ఎండౌడ్ విత్ శ్రద్ధ ఇన్ సత్య. గురు ఈజ్ సత్య అండ్ గురు వాక్య ఈజ్ సత్య అండ్ హీ చర్న్డ్ అండ్ దట్ చర్నింగ్ ప్రాసెస్ టు ప్లేస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ టెండింగ్ టు ది కౌస్. నేచురల్లీ ది ఫైర్ హెడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ బట్ ఇట్ సీమ్ టు హ్యావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్. వీ విల్ టీచ్ యూ. లెట్ ఏ బిలియన్ పీపుల్ టీచ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్, సో లాంగ్ యాజ్ వీఆర్ నాట్ రెడీ వీ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు రిసీవ్ ఇట్. సో యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ సత్యకామజాబాల రీచ్డ్ హిస్ గురుస్ ఆశ్రమ, గౌతమ ఋషి ఇమీడియట్లీ ఈ సర్టిఫైడ్ యువర్ ఫేస్ ఇస్ షైనింగ్ లైక్ ఎ నోయర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ టెల్లింగ్? యు ఆర్ ఎ నోయర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, దిస్ ఈస్ మై సర్టిఫికెట్. లైక్ జనక, హీ సర్టిఫైడ్ శుకదేవ. శుకదేవ న్యూ దట్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ టాట్ హిమ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ సర్టిఫైడ్ హిమ్, బట్ హీ హెడ్ ఎ డౌట్ అబౌట్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ బీయింగ్ ఎ ఫాదర్. హీఈస్ అప్రూవింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్, బట్ ఎమ్ ఐ రియల్లీ ఏ నోయర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్? మార్వల్ స్టోరీ. సో వేద వ్యాసదేవ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇట్. సో హీ సెడ్ యు బెటర్ గో టు కింగ్ జనక బికాస్ హీఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానీస్, ఉత్తమోత్తమ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాని. సో యు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వెదర్ వాట్ ఐ సెడ్ ఈస్ ట్రూ ఆర్ నాట్. హౌ టు నో వాట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ? దిస్ ఈస్ ది పాయింట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. సో యూ రీచ్డ్ మిథిల, సంథింగ్ మార్వలస్ హ్యాపెండ్. జనక న్యూ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాని. అండ్ దెన్ 7 డేస్ శుకదేవ వాజ్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ ఎన్ ఇంటర్వ్యూ విత్ కింగ్ జనక, అండ్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ కమింగ్, నోయింగ్ అండ్ గోయింగ్. దే డిడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ గ్లాన్స్ ఎట్ హిమ్ బై ది కమాండ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది కింగ్ జనక. నో బడీ షుడ్ పే ఎనీ అటెన్షన్ టు హిమ్. హి వాజ్ లయింగ్ ప్రాబబ్లీ వితౌట్ ఫుడ్, వితౌట్ ఎనీథింగ్. హౌ వాజ్ హిస్ ఫేస్? సమ్ స్పైస్ మస్ట్ హవ్ బిన్ దేర్. దే వర్ వాచింగ్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ లైక్ ఏ పూర్ణ ఆర్ణవ, లైక్ ఏ ఫుల్ ఓషన్. నాట్ ఈవెన్ వన్ విస్పర్ ఆఫ్ వేవ్లెట్ ఆర్ బబుల్. అబ్సల్యూట్లీ స్టిల్ అండ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై దిస్ టు ది స్టోరీ. జనక వాజ్ నాట్ సింప్లీ కమాండింగ్ అండ్ సేయింగ్ బికాస్ హీ హాస్ టు గెట్ ది న్యూస్ హౌ శుకదేవ వాజ్ రియాక్టింగ్ టు దిస్. If anybody, I am a Brahma Jnani, my father told me so, and even if I am not, I am the son of such a great Veda Vyasa, whom the whole world reveres, and here I have come, and this wretched kingdom, wretched people, wretched king, doesn't even look at it. Even if I am not ordinary person, anybody who comes in the kingdom of a great king, people should rush. You know, I am remembering beautiful story Swami Akhandananda preached, I do not remember, somewhere in Rajasthan. And he was putting up in a small Brahmin's place, or a Dharmashala like that. And the person who is looking after the Dharmashala, then he was started providing food. Then he said, our Raja, he passed a commandment. Any wandering sadhus coming here, staying anywhere, instantaneously they should inform me, and provisions or food will be supplied from the kingdom's treasury. And so he sent, I do not remember whether cooked food or provisions, so he looked after. There were a few people like that. So Janaka Maharaja was one of the greatest knowers of Brahman. He must be doing that one. How do we know? Because we have in the story of Shivaji, Chhatrapati Shivaji in Maharashtra, and he was the king, and he came across a great saint called Samartha Ramdas, and Shivaji had surrendered himself totally to him and then said, from the Sishya to the Guru, something has to be offered, some offering should be there. And then he said, my whole kingdom, I am offering it to you. And Samartha Ramdas instantaneously accepted it and then said, I have accepted your kingdom, but from now onwards, I am appointing you as the caretaker of this kingdom. You are only a caretaker on my behalf. Don't forget, this kingdom belongs to me. And until the death, Shivaji, he remembered always, this kingdom belongs to my guru. I am only a caretaker. And that is what Sri Ramakrishna told Mathur Babu. Mathur, and very interesting incident. Why am I talking all these things when we are talking about the Upanishadic story? Because we have to relate what happened. I will come back to that. That's why once Mathur Babu took him to his Jamindari, and his purpose was also to collect all the annual fees from his tenants. But then, probably for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, there was no rain, there was no harvest, poor people were suffering, and Mathur Babu was expecting to collect. The Jamindars also employ managers, and some managers are very, very harsh. Whatever little possessions these tenants possess, they take terrible advantages in many other ways also. Anyway, Sri Ramakrishna immediately grasped the situation and said, Mathur, this estate doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Divine Mother. You are only a trustee, a caretaker. And so, not only you should not collect, had there been good rains, then there would have been a harvest, then there would have been some money they would have given you, whatever form, money or grains, paddy, etc. But they are starving. So, do not collect anything. On the other hand, you see that they are fed properly. Don't you see how they are looking like? And the same thing Sri Ramakrishna did at Devghar. And he came to that place also. He saw many starving people. He told Mathur Babu, I will not move from here until you feed them. What is the use of pilgrimage? This is the real pilgrimage. Like Namadeva poured all the Ganges water he was carrying from Kashi to Rameshwar to a donkey about to die of thirst. Anyway, so how do we know? What are we discussing about? How do we know this person is a Brahmagnani? Because the circumstances, the experiences, especially negative experiences as well as positive experiences, reveal the character of the person. So for 7 days, Shukadeva was completely neglected, as if, why do I say, because Janaka Maharaja was getting news of him every second, just for squeezing a little bit of juice. Supposing Shukadeva faints after 3 days, then do you think Janaka Maharaja will let him do that? He knew who was that person, but he wants to not, he knows Shukadeva was a Brahmagnani. How do the other people know about it? So he went, and then he was observing from a distance. 7 days, nothing happened, as if his face did not change one shade black or gray, because he surrendered himself to God, and he knows everything is God's will. After 7 days, suddenly, as if Janaka Maharaja came to know only 1 minute before, with all his high officials, household, children, I don't know whether he had any children. He must be having children, because his very name is Janaka. Janaka means father. So he rushed. Oh, what a maha aparadha, great crime I have committed. I came to know that you came 7 days before. Oh, what a sin I must have committed for not receiving you 7 days before. And he prostrated completely, and he put him in his own royal palanquin, and maybe he might have carried also, or I am carried away, and he must have carried him into his own palatial house, his own bedroom. And what a treatment, as if Janaka was nothing and Shukadeva was everything. 7 days, not only that. So the story goes, the most beautiful woman in the world, he employed day and night, some to prepare his bed, some to provide his food, etc., look after him, even maybe to bathe him. And Shukadeva, you should remember, was completely naked and very youthful, youth like Swami Vivekananda. And he must be looking extraordinarily well. And he was looked after, like Madhur Babu tested Sri Ramakrishna by bringing one of the most beautiful of this public women. Sri Ramakrishna himself certified. Her name was Lakshmi Bai. And she was a really, really beautiful woman. Anyway, what happened? 7 days. Nothing changed. Oh, how I am being treated. Royal, even the king bows down to him. One word from me, one word from Ramakrishna's mouth, and Madhur Babu would do everything. And then Madhur Babu also declared, Baba, I am only the caretaker. You are the real owner. Sri Ramakrishna, of course, doesn't fall for this kind of flattery. Anybody would have fallen flat. So, flattery makes a person fall flat. Nothing happened to Shukadeva. And another story is there, that at the end of the 7 days, King Janaka gave him a pot full of oil to the brim. Go around this huge room 7 times. What type of room? It's a royal bedroom. Huge. I'm only exercising my imagination on your behalf. So, full of people watching him, especially most beautiful young women, and without even one drop spilling, like Narada was tested by Narayana himself. Shukadeva went round 7 times, absolutely not the slightest change. At the end of this, Janaka said, Shukadeva, your father is absolutely right. You are a Brahmagnani, I am telling you. Then Shukadeva accepted. Yes. Now, what is the point I wanted to bring out? It is the character. Manapamanaisitoshnasukadukkayoho tatha manapamanayoho. So, whether it is jaya, apajaya, mana, apamana, labha, nashta, whatever happens, the man will not consider it as anything good or evil, totally absorbed in God. Such is a Brahmagnani perceives everything as none other than Brahman himself. So, Satyakamajabala's story comes to an end. He became Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. And what did he do? He tended the cows. The next story that follows, immediately after this, and the story comes here, this is also in the fourth chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad. What marvelous stories. We have to meditate upon these stories. And before I go any further, how did Swami Vivekananda interpret this story? Because he had spoken about it. So, here is the what Swami Vivekananda depicts. I am going to read out. The next story belongs to Upakosala Kamalayana, a disciple of this Satyakama, the same Satyakama who tended to the 400 weak cows and then returned when they became 1000 strong. He came back to his guru's place. On the way, the inner divinity manifested itself. So the name of the mother of this Upakosala was Kamala. Therefore, he is called Kamalayana, a disciple of, he meant by that time Satyakama, he became a guru in his own right. He established an ashrama. Probably his guru told him, now you pass on the knowledge which you received from me. This is called Rishirina. One has to discharge the debt, and guru commanded, spread this knowledge. So this Kamalayana, Upakosala, and there is not much who was he, excepting his mother's name was Kamala. Satyakama's story was Jabala. So here is Kamala. So he is called Kamalayana. So by that time, Satyakama, Jabala must have been very popular. Many students go to him. As we are going to see, this is what Swami Vivekananda is telling, who went to be taught by him and dwelt with him for some time. Now Satyakama went away on a journey. That means Guru went away on a journey. And the student became very downhearted. And when the teacher's wife came and asked him why he was not eating, the boy said, I am too unhappy to eat. Then a voice came from the fire he was worshipping, saying, this life is Brahman, the ether is Brahman, Brahman is happiness. Realize that Brahman. I know, sir, the boy replied, that life means prana is Brahman, but that it is either ether and happiness, that I do not know. It's a little bit peculiar. Here, ether means akasha. I did not know akasha is happiness is Brahman. Then the fire explained that the two words, ether and happiness, signified one thing in reality, with the sentient ether, pure intelligence, that resides in the heart. So it taught him Brahman as life and as the ether in the heart. Akasha in the heart. Dahara akasha in the heart, as we have seen in the Chandogya Upanishad itself. Then the fire taught him. This earth, food, fire and sun, whom you worship, are forms of Brahman. The person that is seen in the sun, I am he. He who knows this and meditates on him, all his sins vanish and he has a long life and becomes happy. He who lives in the cardinal points, the moon, the stars and the water, I am also he. He who lives in this life, the ether, the heavens and the lightning, I am also he. This is the quotation by Swami Vivekananda, taken from this Upakosala story. Here too we see the same idea. Swamiji continues. Here too we see the same idea, practical religion. The things which they were worshipping, such as the fire, the sun, the moon, and so forth, and the voice with which they were familiar, form the subject of the stories which explain them and gives them a higher meaning. And this is the real practical side of Vedanta. It doesn't destroy the world, but it explains it. It doesn't destroy the person, but explains him. It doesn't destroy the individuality, but explains it by showing the real individuality. It doesn't show that this world is vain and doesn't exist, but it says, understand what this world is so that it may not hurt you. A wise did not say to Upakosala that the fire which he was worshipping, or the sun, or the moon, or the lightning, or anything else, was all wrong. But it showed him that the same spirit which was inside the sun, and the moon, and the lightning, and the fire, and the earth, was in him also, so that everything became transformed, as it were, in the eyes of Upakosala. The fire, which was merely a material fire before, in which to make oblations, assumed a new aspect and became the Lord. Earth became transformed. Life became transformed. The sun, the moon, the stars, the lightning, everything became transformed and deified. A real nature was known. This is the take by Swami Vivekananda on the story of Upakosala. And what a marvelous take. Because if you first read the story in the Upanishad, for most of the people it makes either doesn't make either head or tail, as we say. But here Swami Vivekananda's important point we have to remember is Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. So he says, why is he saying like this? Because so many so-called Dashanami Sampradayi sannyasins go on telling Jagat Mithya, Jagat Mithya, Jagat Mithya, the world is an illusion. And if the world is an illusion, if you take to the logic and make a little bit, twist it a little bit. So my son, what are you saying? Oh, I am saying this world is an illusion. Ah, wonderful. Are you also part of the world? Yes, of course. So therefore, according to your own statement, you are also an illusion. Yes, of course I am an illusion. And so what you say is an illusion. Of course, it must be an illusion, if the fellow really admits it. So what was he telling? This world is an illusion. What is now admitting? That whatever I say is false. Then what is the truth? It must be just the opposite. So the world must be real. This is what Swami Vivekananda is trying to point out. It would be misunderstood Vedanta or Advaita Vedanta to say this world is an illusion. No. What is the meaning of the illusion? That not knowing the complete nature of reality, but knowing only a small part of the nature of the reality and assuming that that is the 100% reality, that is called illusion. That's why Swami Vivekananda points out, if you see an illusion, it must be the reflection of something real. If you see a snake, there must be something which is mistaken as the snake. But Swamiji said, what is practical Vedanta? You deify everything. Mother is Brahman. Mata. That's why he said, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Tidhi Devo Bhava. Everything is Brahman only. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. So this expansion of everything, including one's own limited personality, into that which is unlimited, beyond time, space and causation, that is called practical Vedanta. In few words, Swami Vivekananda had given the correct interpretation, but we will also derive so much of meaning. At least I am enjoying, I hope you are also enjoying. So this was what Swami Vivekananda should take on the story of Upakosala. Now, based upon Shankaracharya's, this what is called from 10th chapter onwards, this story of Upakosala starts. So in the previous part of the Chandogya Upanishad, that is in the Satyakama Jabala's section, it has been proved that the universe should be contemplated as Brahman. And in order to prove that this virtuous Brahma Upasana, so the narrative begins to show that Shraddha and Tapasya are the main means of acquiring Brahma Vidya. Just the same idea was given by Shankaracharya at the beginning of the Satyakama Jabala story also. Here also he is proceeding it. And Upakosala, Kamalayana, he was also, we don't know what was his mother. That story doesn't come here. His father's name is not at all mentioned. And so how he came to Satyakama, but he came, he was accepted, and 12 years he served the Guru in a very possible way. 12 years. So we have seen in the Chandogya Upanishad that Svetaketu also had served Kurukula, but he came back full of arrogance. And just opposite of that story, here we get. So what does this person say? This Upakosala, unlike Satyakama Jabala, who had to go to the forest, taking with him 400 weak cows, and several years completely passed, oblivious. He was completely oblivious to the passing of time because he was so absorbed. And that brought the four results of Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata, Chitta Vaishalyata, and a deep desire for the acquisition of Brahma Jnana or for the realization of God. Same thing happened in the case of Kamalayana Upakosala. So this, in the Chandogya Upanishad, this Upakosala Vidya, it occurs in the fourth chapter from section 10 to section 15. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Six sections. And is called Upakosala Vidya because it was the contemplations learnt by the student called Upakosala. So, we have to apply Satyakama Jabala's story, but we will go straight to the text. As the occasion comes, we will be discussing about it. So, the first mantra in this 10th section of the 4th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad goes like this. First mantra, Upakosalo Havai Kamalayanaha Satyakame Jabale Brahmacharyam Uvasa Tasyaha Dvadasha Varshani Agneen Parichachara Saha Sma Anyan Antevasinaha Samavartayan Tam Ha Sma Eva Na Samavartayati. First let me read out the translation. Upakosala was the son of Kamala. He dwelt as a Brahmacharin with Satyakama Jabala, the son of Jabala. He tended the Guru's teachers, his means teachers' fires, for 12 years. That means he did not go out into the forest, but he was doing everything required for 12 years. So this Upakosala tended his teachers' fires for 12 years. And then there were other students, many students. We don't know how many students. So the Guru decided, after 12 years, he decided to address them, the convocation address, that is called Samavartana. Avartana means returning. Samavartana means having completed the studies, the Guru only tells them, now you have completed the studies, you return back, and there were two choices. Either you can remain a Naishthika Brahmachari without getting married, which would be the lot of very few people, but for most of the people, you become a virtuous householder. And Satyakama Jabala himself became a householder because the rishis, many of the rishis, most of the rishis were householders, but they are householders in name only. Sri Ramakrishna graphically describes in his gospel many of them. Early in the morning they used to get up and go away to solitary places, spend whole day in contemplation of Brahman, and then they used to come back, eat some roots, fruits, etc. Very simple, natural, healthy food. And day after day, until they realized Brahman. But many of the Maharishis, they used to conduct, they were learned people, obviously. Everybody need not be a learned person. And then they used to teach the students very much. So Satyakamajabala must have been ordered by his guru. So he established his own ashrama. He became famous. So many students came. And Upakosala was just one of them. And 12 years passed for most of the students. Then one day the guru called them and said, I have taught you all that you require for everything, for secular prosperity as well as spiritual prosperity. Now it's up to you which lifestyle you want to adopt. So he gave a convocation address. We can take the 11th section of the first chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli as the model. So more or less, every rishi will repeat, every guru will repeat the same thing to his disciples. And then he said, he sent them away, but he did not call Upakosala. His name was not there in the list. So that is what happened, and this is the essence of the first mantra. We will just go through quickly through the Sanskrit. Upakosalo Hawaii. There was a person called Upakosala, and he was the son of a woman called Kamala. That's why he is called Kamalayanaha, means Kamala's son. And then what did he do? Upanishad. Very briefly it mentions the story. Satyakame Jabale Brahmacharyam Uvasa. Uvasa means he spent his time observing Brahmacharya Diksha. Where? In the ashram of Satyakame Jabale. In the hermitage of Satyakame Jabala. Tasya ha dvadasya varshan agnin pari chachara. Tasya means guru Satyakama Jabalasya agnin dvadasya varshani ha pari chachara. So this Upakosala tended to the fires. What does it mean? So just take a matchstick and then get up the fire, and maybe one sastanga pranama. No. That means the guru must have taught him. What was he doing? 12 years. Must have, you get up the fire, sit there, facing to the, towards a particular direction, and go on contemplating. He must have taught all those things, and this Upakosala, he had taken them to his heart, and he did it for 12 years. Very important to understand it this way. Sa ha sma. Sa means Satyakama Jabala. Indeed. Ha means indeed. Sma. What did he do? Anyan ante vasinaha. Anyan. All the other students, sishyas. Ante vasinaha means those who are staying in Kurukula. Samavartayan. So he told them, your education is complete. This is how you have to live your life, conduct your life, and then he sent them away, and that sending away ritual is called samavartana. Tam ha sma eva samna samavartayati. Tam means Upakosalam. Kamalayana Upakosalam hasma eva. Only him. Na samavartayati. He did not call him that I am going to, you are also included in the samavarta. No. You stay out. Why did Satyakama Jabala do that? Because he was a knower of Brahman. How do we know? Because Satyakama Jabala's own guru certified that your face is shining like a knower of Brahman. Not like a knower of Brahman. A knower of Brahman only. Then why did he exclude Upakosala? Because there must be special purpose. Just as he obtained knowledge of Brahman. So he wanted, my child is ready. In the same way, his potential divinity will also be brought out intuitively by the fires. Just as he himself experienced, Satyakama Jabala himself experienced. He knew it, but he didn't tell. So he just left on a pilgrimage without saying anything. He left. Then very interesting, his wife comes and tells him some things which we will discuss in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapatme Tayoho Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhoho. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.